Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We are the only party to take fiscal action in a sound mind that would lift the debt limit so we wouldn't have economic damage.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it's now up to President Joe Biden to negotiate after Republicans approved a bill which would raise the debt limit but require cuts in federal spending, including Biden's climate change and student loan forgiveness programs. Biden has argued the debt limit should be raised without conditions. Congress has just 6 weeks before a potential government default.
Absolutely reprehensible and needs to be condemned in the strongest possible terms. I really find it shocking.
Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski reacts to news of a leaked Supreme Court opinion on overturning Roe v. Wade last summer. Now Murkowski is introducing legislation to require a new code of conduct for the justices. Calls to expand the size of the Supreme Court and ensure ethics standards have gained traction following recent financial disclosure scandals involving Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Neil Gorsuch. An audio recording of Senator Ted Cruz reveals the Texas Republican advocated for the creation of an electoral commission to verify claims of voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Cruz is heard telling Fox News staff voters should have a credible assessment of claims regarding potential voter fraud.
The mechanism to try to force that is denying certification on the 6th.
The recording was leaked by a former Fox News producer. In it, Cruz says he organized 11 senators to object to President Biden's electoral certification on January 6, 2021. Cruz dismissed the recording, saying he publicly called for the same strategy on the Senate floor. Montana House Republicans have voted to censure Zoe Zephyr, a transgender Democratic lawmaker, for what they say are breaches of House decorum. Zephyr told lawmakers last week they would have blood on their hands if they voted for a bill to ban gender-affirming medical care for transgender children. Zephyr says other lawmakers have screamed at her in House chambers and faced no repercussions.
So we're seeing a very undemocratic application of what it means to have decorum.
Zephyr will be barred from the House floor and gallery for the remainder of the session, but is able to vote remotely. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has announced his candidacy for president, citing his consistent conservative leadership.
I bring that same vigor to a fight in another battle, and that battle is for the future of our country and the soul of our party.
Hutchinson has called on former President Donald Trump to drop out of the race, saying the country needs a candidate who is not focused on the past. And Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont says he will not run for president in 2024 and will instead endorse President Joe Biden's re-election. Sanders says the progressive movement's job is to make sure Biden fights for the working class. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.